This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Eva Romero. Today, I'm with Prabjeet and Eureka, members of Subspace Art Collective. Welcome, Eureka and Prabjeet.
Hi.
Glad to be here.
Most listeners, no doubt, in Tucson have driven by the Steinfeld Warehouse. Fun fact, built in 1907, it's the oldest surviving warehouse in downtown Tucson and is on the National Register of Historic Places. Could you two take turns telling us about how Subspace Art Collective came to exist in this iconic space?
A couple of friends a few years back messaged me and said they just couldn't do art in their living room or their bedroom anymore and wondered if I wanted to start searching for a studio space, a warehouse, something we could build from the ground up, because most of the studios that are already for rent to artists were at more than a dollar per square foot. And so we looked at the basement across the street where Bicus used to be, and it was a little too big for us, and the person who was in charge of that led us to the Steinfeld. And there, when we went for it, it was only maybe, four of us, and we had to basically take out 2 inches of dust, pour concrete to fix the concrete slabs, and put water-based sealant, and then get to finding more artists to join us. And so most of the first 2 months was just going to Home Depot. And so that was the art for those couple of months.
From the beginning, it was a DIY. I came in a year into the existence of Subspace, right? So by that time, there was floors and everything, but I still thought it was like the first moments of the collective before I knew everything that you guys did. You know, it was hard for me to imagine a basement like that. But in the time I've been there, I've seen a lot of changes where we've put in 3 gallery walls and lighting, and we've done so many more events in our space. So we really reconfigured the warehouse.
Eureka, you just said something interesting. Makers are artists too. I know there are a lot of differences of mind about how do you define an artist? Is an artist different from a creative? Is a creative similar to an artist but not quite? Are there these, you know, kind of dividing lines? What would either of you say about that?
I have a day job in Phoenix at Arizona Citizens of the Arts. We're an arts lobby group to raise funds for the Arizona State Budget for the Arts. So, we're not baselined, so we have to fight for it every year. And our goal is $3.5 million. It's very small for the entire state. In that work, I've come across that question of what is an artist, or people who don't think that they're an artist, even though they've been creating their entire life, even if it's like carpentry or making furniture. I think the difference between a maker, creative, and artist is having your creative input in the process. So you could be making something and practicing art, but I think the ownership is what makes the difference between an artist and maker. And I think more jobs should give opportunities and space for that kind of creativity, and we should value it more.
It's interesting to even think about your comments in light of the decline of the technical jobs and the amount of people who are taking technical job possibilities as a serious possibility and an artful possibility for their profession. And it's documented fact that a lot of technical careers are in crisis right now because there just aren't enough people.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of the consequences of capitalism and globalization since 1900, when Steinfeld Warehouse became a thing. But I think the stronger local economy we have, the greater chance of our survival and enrichment of our community. So I'm really excited to be in a space where we acknowledge makerspaces. In Steinfeld alone, we have ZeroCraft. In Subspace, we have a woodworking shop, metal artist. I work in fabrics and textiles. Just seeing the diversity of talents and how art can be applied to everyday functional objects is really intriguing, and we're really happy to be able to share that with the public.
What is required of artists who might want to join the collective and share the space?
We're really excited to open up Subspace as a collective to our community, and we do have a couple of spaces opening up in 2020.
Yeah, many times artists will come to us during a public event and ask us, how are we getting everything done, and is there any space for them there? And we keep a list between us of those that are interested, and we realize that artists come in many different styles and flavors, whether they are there at Subspace, every day working on their craft and producing pieces. We have some artists like that. They blow me away that they're there every day. They're really getting things done. Whereas other artists are driven by the community aspect, and so they thrive around this exchange of ideas and possibilities. And some of those folks are much more interested in hosting events. So the whole group will discuss each of those folks that are trying to get in. And but naturally, it comes out of the artists that show up. So we're looking forward to having a couple of new artists in the space.
I think the best way to get involved in Subspace is to attend our Thursday meetings at night. It's usually at 7. If you need to confirm the time, just message us. Our Instagram at Subspace Tucson is always accepting messages. Another great way to get involved and have a space, possibly, is to do a show with us. We have gallery spaces available all throughout the year. We're a community space, so the gallery walls, we wanted to treat it as your walls, and the space is your playground to do radical, awesome events. We don't charge an upfront cost. We do a percentage to make it accessible to everyone.
It's really so needed in Tucson. I hear Tucson artists come to me, and Southern Arizona artists come to me all the time saying, I want to do a low-risk show. I want to do a low-stakes show. I don't have a lot of startup capital, or I don't have any startup capital, and I don't know where to go to do that. So this is responding to those artists right now.
As a space organizer that's done a couple events, one of my most recent ones was Desert Dreams, and we were able to gather over 25 female-identifying artists and have a group show, as well as installs, food trucks, and performances, and I think it was a great way to use that space. We wanted to represent the downtown community that we're in. We're in Ward 3. We want to be able to represent that and be a resource instead of a fancy gallery.
What kinds of artists are in the collective currently?
I think we are intergenerational artists, interdiscipline artists. There's 4 of us textile artists. We have 2 in woodwork, 1 in metal. We recently had our clay artist leave. Shout out to Yaren. I miss her. And we have the paintbrush people.
Yeah. There's actually some other artists that also are trying to do some video productions. And so I'm looking forward to working with them. And I also love to do installations and artwork with found materials or recycled materials that would either be, be put to trash instead.
I was at the warehouse for the Bicus Art Auction and the Subspace Art Show, the one called I Thought I Saw a Ghost. It was an evening with great energy, and I felt the art show was perfectly suited to the space. Would either of you care to describe that art exhibition? And I had this question about whether the space dictated the art or its installation in any way, or if it was just kind of a happy coincidence.
Congratulations to Carolina and Michaela, our colleagues, for putting on an amazing show, I Thought I Saw a Ghost. I Thought I Saw a Ghost was about nostalgia associated with clothing, and we all have clothing that we have made memories with, whether good or bad, and it was kind of capturing the spirit that lives in clothing. I think the space really does dictate the art. The focus was on using found materials. We really tackle the problem of art creating new waste and art waste. So Michaela made her dress forms out of papier-mâché and found fabrics. So did Carolina. She disassembled clothing that was memorable to... She disassembled clothing that had memories associated and turned it into art. So I'm really proud of both Michaela and Carolina for really creatively embracing this show with little to no waste.
I thought it was really fantastic to see these works that had this translucent, ghost-like quality, illuminated the way they did, curated the way they were, in giving this floating impression in this space that we know is over 100 years old and probably has some ghosts in it.
There's some ashes that's in the walls, I heard. I'm on the board for a warehouse arts management organization, so I have been gathering ghost stories.
Not spooky at all. Could I have both of you talk about your artistic trajectories?
For me, my artistic trajectory has been mostly conversational, because I'm primarily a musician. I focus most of my time...
Shout out to Mute Swan!
...recording and playing and touring. And so many of the artistic ideas I have for 2D or 3D or video and gallery arts, come through conversations with other artists about what we might want to see and what are the ideas, the discussions to be had with art.
More is more for me. I'm kind of taking a two-pronged approach. One, I really want to advocate for the arts and how it helps everyone, especially our population that needs it the most, children, adults with disabilities, veterans, seniors. I think art really can enrich a person's life, even though they don't consider themselves an artist. So I really want to advocate for more funding for the arts and public programming. I've met some amazing, amazing organizations already. Yesterday I was at the Desert Museum and learned about art's place in conservation, and it really makes sense. If you're studying a natural subject, there's so much observation and appreciation that comes with that practice of art and natural subjects. And today I was at Imago Dei Middle School, and that's a walking distance from Steinfeld, so I'm really excited to be able to foster future collaborations with the youth in our community. Apart from an art administrator / advocacy role, I think there's a lot of power in the arts in our conversation of sustainability. We're in the middle of a climate crisis, waste crisis. I really want to take a really deep dive into scalable ways that art practices can reduce textile waste. So first is car emissions, and then the second is fashion industry for emission. And that is something that we all have to take accountability for. And I really want to take a step back and observe how we use clothing and how we can upcycle clothing, make new textiles from the ones that we already have. I'm really happy to have been awarded a grant from the Arts Foundation to do more projects in that regard. I was able to obtain a serger that combines fabrics together. And yesterday when I was at the Desert Museum, I saw some amazing quilts and quilting. And there's so many traditions in textiles, like embroidery, that's restorative. I think we can make our clothing last longer, make new clothing that's fashionable from already produced fabrics. So
I'd like to take advantage of this opportunity, having two emerging artists here in the studio. What advice would you give to other artists, creative people, makers in Tucson who maybe are wondering about how to share their artistic expression?
I really encourage artists and makers to get directly involved in the community, whether it's sitting on boards, nonprofit boards, doing panels. I think a lot of funding for the arts happens when you're directly involved in organizations. So if you have those connections and the time, I really encourage volunteering your time in those kinds of environments. And that's fostered a lot of opportunities for me, and it strengthens the community. So I think that's a great way to get involved. Another way is social media, sharing your craft, connecting with the right people, doing events at Subspace.
Yeah, as Eureka said, one way is to use your voice and to get your voice in those organizations, in the way that art is organized, which is sometimes by the people who have power and money. And but as Eureka mentioned, those things can be approached by getting involved in different community boards and also getting together with your fellow artists. Also, the ability to put on your own shows is something we really champion. And we have so many people coming to us, and we're trying to get our schedule for next year organized so we can get everyone a spot in Subspace.
Go to our link in our Instagram bio. There's an event inquiry form. It's very easy, 5 questions, and that will get you discussed at our Thursday meetings. And I just wanted to comment that I think there's, apart from existing art organizations, I think it's really important to emphasize the grassroots organizations that's stemming in Tucson. And I think there's different podcasts that are coming up. There's smaller scale art collectives. I think it's really important to organize right now. And there's more power with communities. Humans are communal creatures. Come to our first Saturday art walk. We have repeated programming on first Saturday art walk. That's usually from 6 to 10, where the Warehouse Arts District has open studios, and we open every month. And we are doing an interactive chalk art activity on January 4th. We encourage you to come and reflect on 2019 and what is there to come for 2020. We encourage you to come with your reflection of 2019 and what your wishes are, what you're manifesting for 2020, and you'll be surrounded by artists that have big dreams for 2020, big visions. You can find all of our events on Instagram and connect with us there. That's the easiest way to keep on the beat of what's happening.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to more podcasts, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.